Blog Talk Radio.
Due to the graphic nature of this program, listener discretion is advised.
Yes, ladies and gentlemen, thank you for joining me this evening here on the Finn and Freddy podcast, broadcasting live from beautiful, safe Wollaston, Massachusetts, from the penthouse studio overlooking the beautiful city of Presidents. My name is Chris Finland, and I will be hosting this podcast for the next half hour or so. I'm awaiting my co-host, Adam Frederick, a man who has toiled away in local Boston radio for many years, as well as serving as an intern on the world-famous Howard Stern program, and in which he was given $500 from Fred Norris. Taking the call of Adam Frederick to join me here on the Finn and Freddy podcast. There is a lot to discuss today. I really am interested. I want to talk about President Donald J. Trump, who courageously went toe-to-toe with the oppressive regime in China to secure the release of three criminal American basketball players. One of them happens to be LaVar Ball's son, LiAngelo. And Donald Trump secured their release. These three young men were over in China with UCLA for some sort of ball situation, and they were caught shoplifting from all these luxury designer name places, you know, like Gucci, et cetera, things that only some fruitcakes from California would give a shit about. They were shoplifting these items in China, or as Trump would say, China. And I don't know why they weren't expecting any consequences. You know, China's the last place you want to commit any crimes for. They are a capital punishment society, and they have killed many of their prisoners and went as far as to mail the family a bill for the bullet that was used to kill a political prisoner or someone who commits a crime. China has no nonsense when it comes to dealing with their criminals. So when they get three of our very worst, these punks, these coddled, spoiled athletes who have no moral fiber, you see how LiAngelo Ball was raised. LaVar Ball is an awful human being, and the way he encourages his family to behave is despicable. And his son was arrested, most likely the leader of this shoplifting ring. And his son and two other kids arrested for shoplifting these designer bags. They end up arrested with Chinese authorities in the custody of a Chinese prison. Donald Trump, who has done an amazing job fostering a relationship with the president of China, did what Barack Obama could never do, and that's stand up to a foreign power. Donald Trump used his personal relationship and his ability to negotiate and his ability to reach out across cultural lines to build a relationship with a country that we are much better being friends with than enemies. Donald Trump did the right thing. He negotiated at the highest level with the Chinese government, president to president, and got these three young punks freed. And as a result of doing so, he demanded a thank you from these three punk kids. And I think that he was justified in demanding the thank you because, let's be honest, these gentlemen, if you want to call them that, these punk kids, they would never, ever, ever think to thank poor President Trump. Donald Trump takes so much abuse in this country from certain communities that no matter what good he does, will never be supported. He'll never be acknowledged. He'll never be thanked. And he is someone who he wants to do the right thing. He doesn't have to be above it all. He doesn't have to sit there and pretend that it wouldn't benefit him to get a thank you for this. I mean, let's be honest, the man deserves to be thanked. He did a tremendous thing for these three kids who now get to avoid the long arm of justice. And President Trump demanded a thank you from these young men. They actually did come through and thank the president. Then Donald Trump demanded that these three kids should thank the president of China. And I agree with him. I'm not sure if they did. The latest in the case is the outspoken father of LiAngelo Ball, LeVar Ball, has come out and stated that shoplifting is no big deal. And what President Trump did to secure the release of his son was no big deal. And I think that that is insane. I think that's ridiculous. LeVar Ball, quite frankly, his son should be back in a Chinese prison left to rot, like President Trump said. Joining me now, finally, on the line, I'd like to welcome into the conversation my dear friend. He is on the opposite aisle of the political spectrum than I, but I think that's what makes him good. Hannity and Combs back and forth. Please join me, audience, in welcoming a great activist of our time, someone who supports all sorts of feminist causes, transgender causes, liberal Democrat causes, someone who personally benefited from the sale of 25% of our uranium to the Russians, Adam Frederick from the Podesta Group. I welcome you to the Finn and Freddie podcast. How are you tonight, Adam?
Yes, the whole audience of two people listening to your ranting diatribes of a whack job POTUS that we have. Thank you, Christopher, for having me on this splendid show that I'm so happy to be calling in at 12:12 on a Monday morning.
Our listenership is so low that my money is no good with Blog Talk Radio anymore, Adam. We're now
spend $5. I just had to spend $5 on Skype credit just to be able to dial into this horse shit.
Is that a fact? I mean, I'm calling right in from my iPhone I'm also hitting the ghetto.
Well, I got a whole
right
setup.
When was the last time you hit a ghetto ball?
Whole studio. I got microphones and laptops. I got a whole and mixers going on in Millis, Massachusetts. I got a whole thing going on here, and first of all, I don't even want to politics. You saw what I posted. You're a fucking idiot. No need to get into it. It's that
there is a reason to get into it, and I'll tell you.
Ottoman Empire piece of shit, Maddie Lee.
Oh, you want to dig up? So the last podcast that I participated in was a call-in, a check-in.
Yeah, with all
of our
negative
old
eight listeners.
And I'll tell you who it was Matthew Barnabas Lee and little Brian Doherty, two former radio broadcasters, Adam, if you will. They texted me and said, they said, Fuhrer, can you do a podcast?
You do equate yourself with the Nazis and the alt-right and the Trump movement, so it is very fitting.
Hey, listen, that's what they called me. They said Fuhrer.
Oh, but that's who you are. That's what you become on Facebook, at least.
Thank you. And what I did was I said, you know what? Yeah, I will. I'd love to check in with those guys. As you know, I've tried to get the band back together many a time. And let me tell you something, Gene. It's very difficult to get the members of the NWO back together again, brother. So when
the ending of the virus series was terrible.
Oh, we'll get into that. We got a few things to talk about, not a lot of time.
I watched it.
So they said, we're going down to Tennessee, of all places, Adam, a road trip. They're going to see some college football game that they're both into. I couldn't fucking care less about a college game.
No, I don't even want to go west of Worcester.
I didn't watch the Patriots again today. Didn't watch the Patriots
again.
Well,
that's because because your conservative right-wing principles have taken over your mindset. I think there's something mentally ill wrong with you with these conservative principles.
I am on the vanguard of the silent majority defending this country day in and day out. But those two kids.
No, well, you're defending people who hate America.
Brian Doherty, I thought we were going to get everybody on the line. I was excited to get everyone reunited. But as you said, as you texted me, you're like an Al Franken Democrat. You can't be held accountable for your racism. You called me Jewish.
And you're like a Roy Moore Republican who doesn't care about little kids being sexually harassed.
And, you know, so we were rallying. I get the cheap, free blog talk thing here. I'm too cheap to pay for the subscription now, Adam. And I could not patch through multiple phone callers. I also lost all my sound clips. So I was unable to patch all of you together again. But you were listening in live. And these kids, and you single out Matthew Barnabas Lee. I don't want to dwell on it. We'll spend just 2 minutes. What did he say? I don't really recall the extended conversation, but you were kind of bummed out about it.
Oh, well, let me tell you about Adam Frederick. he used to be a fat fuck, and, you know, now he got in shape, and he found some blonde cop girl who, you know, I almost feel bad for her because she doesn't realize she's getting involved with such a person with one of the most negative, vile personalities that ever exist. Like, they're going to procreate, they're going to get married, and she doesn't realize that she's literally being with one of the most miserable, lonely, sad people that exists on this planet, who after so many years has to hold grudges. You know how, like, we used to say, like, he looks like Roseanne Barr? Well, he says that. I saw Instagram pictures of Adam, and it looks like he's turning into Roseanne Barr. I'll say, can you see? Hi, the dogs early. Hi.
Dan.
Yes, well.
Becky.
Yeah, and then he just he's bashing. You know, he's just going on. And I'm like, I just don't understand that.
Well. He's a controversial, polarizing figure.
You know, you think I work in the mail room, you know, he doesn't understand what I do, and I'm actually happy with my life, job, and career.
Well, listen, we're getting very inside now. And I do want to say one thing before we wrap up the Matty Lee talk.
Why does he still have to hold?
Did you say he's going to get married?
So much ill. What's that?
Did you hear the end of the last podcast?
No, I was.
Or did you bail out?
12:30 at night, and I said I was done and tired, and I didn't give a fuck, and I still don't give a fuck.
Oh, it's too bad, because if you had hung in, this is funny, if you had hung in on that podcast, of course, they called in from the road trip. So Barney Lee, during the call, actually got out of the car to pump gas, and when he got out of the car, and I love Little B, this kid, Brian Doherty, check him out on Twitter, wherever.
He's a very smart guy.
He's funny as hell. He goes, hey, Barney got out of the car. I'm going to spill the beans. He goes, Barney's going to kill me for this, but he's not going to know about it for a while until he listens. But Barney Lee took his girlfriend's dad to Fenway and treated him to a ball game. And in the third inning, he asked for his daughter's hand in marriage, Niles. And his girlfriend's dad replied with, "I'll have to think about it." Now, if you had tuned in, you probably would have felt better about the exchange. You would have been able to walk away with a good chuckle, because that poor Barney. And I told him, I said, listen, the third inning, you got to get the guy a few Budweisers before you drop that on him. Especially, I mean, what do you think is going through the father's mind, Adam? I mean, doesn't every dad dream of the day that his little girl can get married and start a family?
Yeah, I mean, normally, if he was actually a good person with a good personality, a good mindset, the father is normally like, yes, of course, you can marry my daughter, son. I'd love to have you in the family. But when you have somebody like Matty Lee, who just has a terrible, evil, fucked up, backwards, no, you know, mommy never loved me personality, then of course his not-so-future father-in-law is going to say, I have to think about it.
No, I can't believe
you
have
that,
such
because,
an opinion,
because
I'll be honest.
Why would you like somebody like him in your family?
I think he's a great kid. A little brother or the son I never had, Adam.
Why does he have to harbor such ill will after all these years?
Well, he hates everybody who tried to vote him off the installment of
radio
Boston.
Some unregular radio bullshit that nobody even heard.
No, it wasn't unregular. It was Needham's WBNW Weekend Sports Light Up, the Boston Sports Review, immediately after the Celtic Pride Radio Show. Remember, there was not enough mics, and there was too many boobs in the studio, and you and like even Brad, everybody from the panel ganged up and voted Barney off the island.
Well, if we could shut up a window with more people. So that shows how sensitive and weak-minded he is. After 6 years, he still has to hold a grudge and say negative things about me and Dan Warfield and other people. It's just like, dude, get over yourself.
No, I will say that it's strange to drag the Golden Boy. No one knows who the fuck we're talking about, by the way. Well, maybe they do. Anybody who listens to this probably knows the characters from the old show. To hold Will against Dan, who is a good guy, Golden Boy. As a matter of fact, he sent me the link that got me my paid radio gig. And he encouraged me to go for it.
I mean, Jesus Christ, after 6 years, he's still holding, you know. I mean, that just shows. No wonder
I think Dan's a great guy.
His dad doesn't want to
be when he drags Dan out of the woodwork. With you.
This has nothing to do with Dan. It's just like I said, no matter his girlfriend's dad doesn't want him in the family because he's just such a fucker. And you know what? I'm going to leave it.
I want to say, for the record,
you got 13 minutes waiting on this little horse.
Yeah.
You caught me at a miserable time.
Here we are. Adam, it's the Finn and Freddy podcast broadcasting live. This is a Sunday late night or Monday early morning, depending on how you look at it. We have about 12 minutes left on the program. I wanted to bring something up I read in the news as I was not watching NFL games today. But, of course, my blood
is boiling.
As you were
jerking off to Fox News and
today, the game today, Adam, for our hometown 53, the New England Patriots was held in Mexico. Is that correct?
Yes, it was in Mexico City.
Yes. And we played, I shouldn't even say we, I should say the Foxborough Laundry played against the Oakland Laundry, as George Carlin would say.
You have thrown your morals out the window. You still are, but I mean, come on. Patriots, they're our team. You grew up in that town. You love the Patriots. You love Belichick. You love Tom Brady. You love what they do. You love the Kraft organization. You love that model mindset and everything about the Patriots. And just because they might not support your bullshit right wing because a few guys kneeled, you have to flip out and not watch the NFL anymore? That's really fucked up.
And Belichick did nothing, Brady did nothing, and Kraft did nothing. Melfi. 13 of them kneeled, and those 13 urinated and spit and defecated on the American flag and the memory of every veteran who ever fought for the freedom
of
this country. The freedom for men to play a boys game and get paid handsomely for it. To spit on society and our culture.
Our beloved Patriots. Our beloved Patriots. This affects you because of that. And you think it's a thing against Trump? I mean, do you really think he's the emperor? Do you want him to be the Hitler? He's so hated. It's not even Democrat or Republican anymore. He's mentally unfit for the office. It's nothing to do with party anymore.
Let's talk about unfit. Yeah, I was trying to talk about it earlier with LeVar Ball.
Oh, they didn't thank me for releasing them. Do you realize if Barack Obama or any Democrat did 1/8 of anything Trump has ever said, your head would already have exploded?
And if any of those Democrats did 1/8 of the great achievements he'd have, maybe you Democrats would be accused of treason at every turn. Now, let me ask you this. If Donald Trump was able to
place and repeal, did we defeat ISIS in 30 days? Yeah, that's great.
Let's one thing at a time, Combs.
Yeah, one thing at a time he said he was going to do that he's failed at.
Poor Otto. You remember that student from Ohio?
Oh, Otto bombed
Adam, was in North Korea and probably like a college journalist. And he was in a hotel room, and he took a propaganda poster off the wall. Stupid, right? Stupid fucking move. I guess you could say it was more stupid than shoplifting in the red corner, like those three ignoramuses from California did. However, Donald Trump got those kids out of jail in 24 hours or less.
I got a question. What has made you so obsessed about him?
Otto,
why do you
literally think himself for a year without any response from Barack Hussein Obama? But Barack Hussein Obama traded an all-star team,
of Al-Qaeda terrorists back to the battlefield in exchange for a fucking traitor for a fucking bundle.
Ladies and gentlemen, my name is Paul Heyman.
Ladies and gentlemen, my client. Yeah.
Your client.
We got about like 8 minutes left here after my various diatribes and bouncing around. Let's talk about wrestling. Let's bring you back to a happy place, Adam, because I know when you're unhappy, you talk over me, and that doesn't work. Now let's talk about a subject you know about, because I know about foreign policy.
I'm not unhappy.
I know more about the generals.
I know more than you. I know the codes launch.
You know what it is? And I feel sorry for you. You're in for a real bad ending to all of this. This is not going to end at all.
It's going to end fantastic.
And you're only going to have
Lisa
yourself
Simpson
and your
will
words.
Be the president
and
after Trump's
head.
Second term.
Now
listen to me.
It's not even left or right anymore. It's just the fact that he is mentally incapacitated to hold the office. I'd say that even if he was a Democrat.
Jesus.
He is a Democrat.
Who's your mortician? Now, let's talk about Survivor Series I want to bring you back to a happy place. I don't want you to have nightmares tonight about that big, mean man who lives at 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue that is scaring everyone. Making Democrats think there's boogeymen coming from around the corner. But before we get off politics, it's okay. You know, I love how the sex scandals are coming out, and I love that the unholy union between Hollywood and the Democrats is starting to – it's chickens are coming home to roost, as the Reverend Wright
would
say.
But let me guess, Roy Moore, anybody, Republican Senate, no, they're perfectly fine. No,
Roy,
that's how you
Roy,
think, because you're
care about
obsessed
Roy
with the right.
He, by the way, he's the Ten Commandments judge who wanted the Ten Commandments built there.
Yeah,
I,
well,
listen,
I'm surprised
I'm
you don't support
I'm
him.
A New England
you're right-wing Catholic faction.
Yeah. Listen, I did a reading at my aunt's funeral yesterday, Adam, and I was told that I had the blooming.
Oh, I'm sorry for
thoughts.
Your loss.
Thank you. I appreciate that. She was taken far too young, and
first
I'm not going to beat this issue to death with you, but I mourn.
Book of John. Well, that's
my
your family.
Aunt
I'm not
the baby of the family. My dad's youngest.
But we've also several family members in the year. Yes.
Yeah, it's been a rough year. So I seek solace.
Well, I hope you reflect on some of the things that have gone down this year, and how maybe you can lead a better, more positive path next year.
Thank you. Now I was talking about
hope for
Al
you, man.
Franken.
I got a lot of faith in you. I got a lot of, you know, I've always wished the best for you, but you've always been your own worst enemy.
And you know what? You're very right about that. I'm an insane person.
Yeah.
And which is why I enjoy that you are back and doing podcasts and broadcasts. Adam, we just had a very real moment there. We had a very real moment, touching moment.
Yeah, yeah.
And people have often spoke about our radio chemistry, and isn't that a testament to our radio camaraderie?
Like,
yeah. Oh, that's right, Robin. Oh,
oh by the way, she's dying again.
Yep. She's dying?
She has cancer again. Yeah, they did a show on Thursday. Yeah, they were all Robin was in studio. They posted a picture of her, and she's wearing one of those babushka things that you wear when you have chemo.
You know, as much as as every Stern fan bitches and moans about every little thing on that show and about him telling me all of this, I look back, and although
Marcy
Robin has been mailing it in for years, and the show's been mailing it in for years, and it's not what we remember. But Robin Quivers, going back, I had always had a crush on Robin. There was times when she looked so beautiful.
Oh, I got a kiss on her on the cheek.
She got fat a lot, too.
Yeah,
saw her in
did.
Person, and I know she's like tall.
Many times.
Right? She's like a tall woman.
Well, she's just – I met her at Caroline's Comedy Club for the first time, and she kissed me on the cheek, and it was great.
Yeah, so she's really nice, right? Like that bubbly personality.
Yeah.
She doesn't shut it off, as they say.
That you know, that laugh
and
is infectious. I'm going to miss that laugh.
It really is. And like, it's funny. There's a show on YouTube, Adam. We only got 5 minutes. We can wrap it up with good talk like this. There's a show on YouTube, a Stern show, where it's no Robin. And it's Howard and Artie only, you know, leading the conversation. And there is such a part of the show that's really missing. It's almost like watching a 90s sitcom without a laugh track. But Robin really keeps Howard.
Well, he said,
I
can't do the show without Robin. So.
And I know that feeling. There's certain people I know in my life who whatever I say to them is the funniest thing in the world. And you want to be surrounded by them all the time. You know,
of course.
And that's the support, and that's the confidence that he got from her. Yeah, not even the ego, just it kind of keeps you going. You know, that's
of course.
You're doing a radio show.
It's a positive aspect when you can make people laugh. That's probably the best thing in the world. Because God knows I'm not getting laid, so if I can make people laugh, that's even better.
Sure, absolutely. As I was accused of doing today, they said just be happy and get laid, you fucking Republican. Go have enjoy life. Stop being so miserable.
That's the thing. I wish Rui wouldn't. That's the thing. You seem to really, you could easily enjoy life, but you allow your politics to hold you back. Like case in point, football. You loved how many times did we talk about our beloved Patriots? Every week we talked about the games, we talked about the plays, everything they did. And now just because of a few politics that get in the way that you obsess over, you can't bring yourself to watch the team.
I feel sad.
I mean, I feel bad for you that you are so – I feel bad that you're so warped from all that. You can't enjoy something you used to
watch. The NFL betrayed America.
No.
The NFL betrayed America.
See, you're so locked in your own head with these politics, with those left and right. And I feel bad for you.
That flag means something to me, Adam, and it doesn't mean anything to you globalists.
No, well, see, and that's, you put it on the website. I'm a, let's see, what does it say? Liberal, Democrat, feminist, transgender, Adam Frederick. You know, and that's your problem. You're so focused on left and right, and that's not what it is at all. That's not what it is at all. And
you guys say it, but you're
fact
so,
that
you,
it
you're
almost
so
it, it makes you
driven by politics
everything you're trying
Adam.
To do. Everything you're trying to do to put yourself over, you're making yourself look terrible because you can't
now,
see the middle ground.
That,
you're so
Adam, you're my reputation is taking a hit based on my support for President Trump.
You're doing yourself a disservice. You have every right to support the guy. It's the president, blah, blah, blah. I get it. But you're doing yourself a disservice of how far you take it. Because it shouldn't be taken.
Well, you know
seriously.
What? I'm disappointed in. I used to be able to spend quite a bit of my day bickering back and forth with everyone online and kind of fighting all the time, and it gets exhausting. I know a lot of liberals are worn
what's
out.
What's the point now?
I know
well,
that they've all
now?
Thrown
you're
in the towel. It was a draining election season, and they're still reeling.
Well,
and I am just basking. You have to look at me. After I suffered for 8 years, I suffered every time I watched the news. My
and
blood
you're not suffering
would boil with rage at the treason that I was seeing day in and day out, how
see,
this country was being taken apart day by day, piece by piece, brick by brick, and the redistribution
of wealth. Do you realize who history is going to be kind to and who history is not going to be kind to?
The victors.
Nothing to do with liberal
the victors.
Bullshit.
It'll be kind
yeah,
to the victors.
The victor goes
conservatives.
To
the guys with the guns.
Because there's no
pickup trucks.
Chris, there's no winner in this. What do you want? Do you want just a full conservative right-wing government of values and that's it? Is that what you want?
I think it's about time we give that a shot again.
That's not democracy.
We need to bring ourselves back to the center.
You hate democracy. Yeah, and you're the one who can't bring yourself back to the center. You're so far to the right, and that's why you can't watch football anymore, and that's what saddens me about
you. The country needs to move back, not me. I could be wherever I want, but in order to get the country back to the center – and I told you this, and I warned you when Obama was president, doing all his liberal horse shit, that it's going to take a right-wing strongman for 8 years just to undo Obama's evil and bring this country back to the
center. Yeah, well, guess what?
Center.
You have a New York liberal. You have a New York liberal who's setting us back another 30 years. So you know what? You're wrong there, too. I
what
might
kind
be wrong according to you,
says,
but you're also wrong
the
there. And we have 48 seconds left on the show, Chris. So be a true radio host. Wrap up the show because you got 43 seconds. Yeah, be a true radio host.
Ladies and gentlemen, I want to thank you dearly for tuning in and hearing the repartee between me and my dear Freddy boy, Adam Frederick. I want to thank everybody who will listen to this podcast tomorrow. And I want to thank the 2% of you that don't abandon the podcast. There's a statistic out to see if people bail out early. In any event,
let me know
my name is
Chris
Finland. I am the conservative, charming, and funny Chris Finland.
10 seconds.
co-host with Adam of the Finn and Freddy podcast. Heard, quite frankly, what should be a few times a week. It is my pleasure to sign off, Adam, and I wish you a pleasant evening. I will only speak to you if we're on the air. Thank you.
Yeah, I haven't seen you in 5 years, but, you know.
Are you still there, Adam?
Yeah, I recorded
The recording has ended, but you got in a funny line.